April 19th, part three.
इसके बाद में श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी वृंदावन जा रहे थे। रास्ते में वो काशी वाराणसी में पहुंचे। वहां पर रूप गोस्वामी पहले से राजा का मंत्रित्व छोड़कर अपने छोटे भाई अनुपम के साथ में महाप्रभु से मिलने के लिए वृंदावन की ओर चले और सनातन गोस्वामी जेल में थे। सब कुछ रुपए पैसे घूस देकर जेलर से और जेल से निकल करके आए और मुस्लिम वो क्या होते हैं दरवेश की भांति केस पढ़ा करके मैले कुचैले कपड़े पहनकर वहां पर उपस्थित हुए। और महाप्रभु जी घर के अंदर बैठे थे। उन्होंने देखो तो कोई साधु आया है। लोग बाहर कहते रहे नहीं कोई साधु तो नहीं। अरे देखो कोई है तो ले आओ। उन्होंने कहा जी एक मुस्लिम एक दरवेश है साधु बुला लो। और जोहिंद महाप्रभु जी देखे दौड़े उनको पकड़ करके आलिंगन करने के लिए। सनातन मैं अब मुसलमान हो गया हूं आप मुझे मत छुइए मैं बहुत अपवित्र हूं। और महाप्रभु जी ने कहा तुमको पवित्र बनाने के लिए मैं खुद अपने को पवित्र बनाने के लिए तुम्हारा स्पर्श करना है। सनातन गोस्वामी का मुसलमान का वेश दाढ़ी को ये सब खत्म करा के मुंडन करा करके और पुराने वस्त्र किसी का लेकर के महाप्रभु जी के निकट आए और प्रश्न किया। रामचंद्र हिंदी अंग्रेजी में बोल दी बोलिए बोलिए संक्षेप में बोल दी
When Mahaprabhu was in Kashi and Sanatan Goswami
अरे जल्दी से करो देरी क्या लगा रहे वही वही
बता काशी When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Kashi, he met Rupa Goswami, who was going to meet his brother in Vrindavan, Anupam. And also Sanatan Goswami, brother of Rupa Goswami, he escaped from the jail of a Muslim, Hussain Shah, and he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inside his house and he said, oh, one saintly person has come, please bring him. And when a devotee went, he said, there is no any saintly person. There is a Muslim with a long beard. Then Mahaprabhu said, bring him inside, he is not Muslim. And Mahaprabhu embraced Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami said, don't touch me. I am coming from the Muslim king. I am a Mohammedan now. And Mahaprabhu said, you are not Mohammedan. I am embracing you to purify myself. And then he shaved and also he took dhoti, old dhoti of one of the devotees, and he wore those dress. And then Sanatan Goswami he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, and
then Sanatana Goswami asked him, Ke Ami Karamajara Tapatraya Yahan Jan Nahi Jani Kamnehi. Oh Prabhu, I don't know who am I. And why I am enjoying endless pain of endless birth and death. Always moving in cyclic order of birth and death. And how can I may be saved by all these things? Then Mahaprabhu became very happy. We should know why Sanatana Goswami asked this question, that who am I? Did he not knew that I am Sanatan? I am from South India, Brahmin. No, he knew, but he knew that we are not this body. What this body is only a bag of blood, urine, latrine, and so many things. If you do like this, what you see in this body? Only blood, urine, and latrine, and so many things. So we are not this, but in this, there is soul and super soul. Krishna has given very mercifully this human form. Only in this form we can know by the mercy of Gurudev that who am I? Who is Krishna, super soul? All the jivas have a beautiful form, quality to serve Radha Krishna. But now it is in
dormant.
Hidden way.
Dormant way.
We have forget Krishna. And that is why we have forget, who am I? We have some relation with Krishna, Radhika. We have a form, beautiful form. We have so many qualities, but now covered with this physical body and
subtle body.
So Sanatana Goswami first told, who am I? Then Mahaprabhu told, you are eternal servant of Krishna. Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. And you are eternal servant of Krishna. But Krishna is very Vibhu. That is, Vibhu means?
No end.
Infinite. And jivas are?
Mind.
So they can be covered with Maya. Krishna cannot be covered by his Maya. He can control Maya, but jivas cannot. So they have forgotten Krishna and themselves also. Like he told that there was a wealthy person, he has son, only one son. He went to for business to any another city, and there he left his body. That person had kept so much money underground in his house, but the boy never knew. One astrologer came and asked, "Why you are so unhappy? Your father has
so much wealth.
Anywhere in this house, he has kept hidden too much money for you." But he could not tell at the time of his death. "Oh, only you should dig some earth in east side. Then you can easily have that money. But if you dig in south of your house, then so many snakes, python snakes will come and bite you. Don't dig in west. Don't dig in north. There are so many poisonous insect and worms are there. Only in east." And then he did dig something and found so much gold and bronze in a big pot. "What is it? We have our father Krishna has kept bhakti ratna, jewels of bhakti." But he could not take, "You forget it." And then astrologer came, that is Krishna came, or he sent his guru, his any high class of Vaishnava, and he told, "Oh, without bhakti you cannot have. By this you can have. Oh, golden path means, oh, prema bhakti. By which you can serve Radha and Krishna conjugal, and then you can be happy." Then what is the sadhana bhakti? Sadhana bhakti? Then he told, "Sramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pava, Sivan, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasam, Sattham, Atmanidhanam." By these bhakti, anyone can have bhav bhakti. Bhav bhakti is very high, very high. And after that, you will have prem, braja prem. Even gopi prem is highest prem. By this you can be happy forever. This is sadhana, and the effect of the sadhana is prema bhakti, braja bhakti. In this he told. And then he went towards Vrindavan. In the way, again he met Rup Goswami at Allahabad, Prayag. And then, there he was 10 days, speaking Harikatha to Rup. And he inspired all bhakti rush in heart. And that is why he was able to write Ujjwal Nilmani, Bhakti Goswami Sindhu. Lalit Madhav, Vidagdha Madhav, so many books, Bandi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am telling, ocean of rush, one drop, bhakti rush is like very big ocean, endless ocean, I am telling only one drop of that. As by joy, you can make whole world sink in that ocean of rush, in one also drop. And then we go. And that Śrīla Rūpa Goswāmī has written in Ujjwal Nilmani, Bhakti Goswāmī Sindhu and all books. In those she friend Rup Goswami. And then he went to Vrindavan, and Rup Goswami again went to Jagannath Puri to meet with Krishna. So these are the sweet pastimes of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaut Premanand.
Hare Krishna. I am announcing tomorrow program. Tomorrow, Harinam and initiation will take place at Mr. Heman's house. You know, one thing is there. I have heard that tomorrow is probably sun run, something like this. Too much crowd and probably cars are not allowed.